This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagram. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and U.S. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard held discussions on strengthening intelligence cooperation between the two nations in Washington, D.C. today. During the meeting, the discussions focused on enhancing bilateral intelligence cooperation, particularly in counterterrorism, cybersecurity, emerging threats, and strategic intelligence sharing. They also exchanged views on regional and global developments of mutual interest, reaffirming their commitment to a secure, stable, and rule-based international order. The Income Tax Bill 2025 has been introduced in the Lok Sabha by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today. Earlier in her budget speech, the Finance Minister announced to bring a new income tax bill. She also announced that individuals earning up to 12 lakh rupees annually will pay no income tax. Meanwhile, the Rajya Sabha today resumed the discussion on the Union Budget 2025-26. Participating in the discussion, BJP MP Darshana Singh said this budget is the roadmap of Viksit Bharat 2047. She said that this budget has laid special focus on the welfare of women and farmers. The government is planning to bring various national pension schemes under one umbrella in the days to come. Replying to supplementaries in the Rajya Sabha, Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya said there are several pension schemes available for the people, especially those in the unorganised sectors. These schemes include Atal Pension Yojana, PM Shramik Manthan and PM Shramik Yogi Manthan. He further said the government is contemplating to bring all the national pension schemes under one umbrella by simplifying them. Today is World Radio Day. Every year on 13th February, World Radio Day is observed to raise awareness among the people about the importance of radio and to encourage access to information through radio. This year, the theme of the World Radio Day is Radio and Climate Change. In his message on World Radio Day, Chairman of Prasar Bharati, Navneet Kumar Sehgal said, through dissemination of news and information, radio has an important role in cultural and economic development of the nation. Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju said, radio is a trusted source of information, education and entertainment. Inaugurating the Radio Festival 2025 in New Delhi on World Radio Day, Mr. Jaju said, Akashvani is among the largest broadcasting organizations in the world and reaches 98% of the population. Speaking on the occasion, Director General Akashvani, Dr. Prayagya Paliwal Gore said, Akashvani is always committed to creating awareness among the people about climate change. In Arunachal Pradesh, Tawang has been experiencing heavy snowfall since Tuesday. The temperature is reported to be below 0 degrees Celsius today and heavy snowfall has blocked the road. However, there is no report of any untoward incident. The district administration is closely monitoring the situation and coordinating with the army and other relevant agencies to ensure the smooth functioning of emergency response efforts. Besides it, the police and army personnel are actively assisting stranded tourists and commuters in the Sela and Jaswant Garg areas. The district administration has urged the residents and visitors to take necessary precautions, stay updated on weather conditions, avoid traveling and follow official advisories to ensure their safety. According to the latest weather forecast, the snowfall may persist for the next few days. The government today said more than 15.45 crore of over 19 crore rural households in the country have tap water supply in their homes under Jal Jeevan Mission. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha, Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil said that at the time of the inception of the mission in 2019, only 3.23 crore rural households were having tap water connections. He also informed that around 12.22 crore rural households were provided with tap water connection ever since under the mission. The government today said that it has adopted a multi-pronged strategy to strengthen earthquake risk reduction mechanism. Replying to the supplementaries, Minister for Earth Sciences Dr. Jitendra said that the government has installed early warning systems in Himalayas and elsewhere. The minister said that though it is not always possible to forecast earthquakes in advance, the government is using both technological and other means for risk reduction. In an effort to protect people from rumors and misinformation during the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh police is taking strict actions. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.